Car 57. We got a possible 1080 with a semi-truck at Highway 2 in Stevens Pass. He quickly typed, Car 57, copy, en route. The further he traveled outside the city, the fewer cars he saw, making it easy to spot the large rig pulled halfway off the road. Smoke poured from the engine as he ran towards the truck and yanked on the handle. He tapped the window and called to the empty cabin.
Hello?
Over here? A troubled voice called from the cornfield. The rain beat down as he raised a flashlight into the darkness.
Are you all right?
He yelled into the towering stalks as a faint voice replied, I'm hurt. Please, help me. Luther scanned the field, seeing no signs of movement.
Where are you? I can barely hear you over the ray.
Pain exploded in the back of his head. Then the world went dark. He blinked and the pain hit him all at once, as things slowly came into focus. First the cornstalks, then the boots. Whose boots? He looked up to the stranger dragging him by the feet. The man released his ankles, like a bratty teenager not getting their way, as the phone rang.
About time you called me.
The pain in his head caused the rest of the words to be slurred as he struggled to make out what the man was saying.
What do you mean you don't care? Fine, I'll just put him wherever, and you can find him.
He paced the muddy cornfield as Luther wiggled a knife loose from the cuff of his jacket and freed his hands. He eyed every inch of the pot-bellied man, committing his appearance to memory. About 5'5", handlebar mustache, and what appeared to be a scorpion tattooed on his forearm. Their arguing ceased as Luther put his head back on the ground and closed his eyes. The man paused and looked over the body, sensing something was off.
I swore I tied your wrists,
he said, moving back to the place he had stopped as Luther lunged forward, stabbing him first in the chest, then in the throat. He tackled the gasping man to the ground, binding his arms and shoving his face in the mud.
You think you're gonna do to me what you did to Kyle McGinnis, huh?
Gurgled words escaped the man's lips as Luther pulled him up by his hair.
You got something to say? Who do you work for?
He gasped for air, coughing blood as he wheezed.
Follow.
Luther gripped his hair tighter in his fist.
Follow what?
Eyelids drifted to a close as Luther screamed,
Follow what?
The money.
Luther rose to his feet, wiped the mud from his eyes, and scanned the miles of farmland for any sign of life. Tears mixed with the rain as he headed towards the sound of the highway, where two headlights emerged in the distance. He limped into the street and waved down the approaching car.
Officer, are you okay?
A woman called from a familiar rusted Trans Am.
Linda?
He cupped his hand over his eyes to shield them from the bright headlights, squinting towards the vehicle as the woman hurried to tuck away what bottles she could.
Man, am I glad to see you,
he said, trying to put her at ease.
Listen, I need you to give me a ride back to my patrol car. Okay?
She leaned over and unlocked the door.
Happy to help a... Oh my goodness, Luther, what the hell happened to you? You're bleeding. Wait, are you bleeding?
She scanned his body for signs of injury.
Whose blood is that?
She looked out to the field, then back his way.
I'm okay. Right now, I just need to get back to my car. Can you do that for me?
She nodded.
Which way?
When he couldn't answer, she added, Right now we're on mile marker 6 near the Flowers Farm.
We're all the way near the Flowers Farm. I left my car near Stevens Pass.
You're a long way from there.
I know.
Attempting to sound neutral as he mulled over the reasons that a man had to bring him here, he asked,
Linda, what are you doing all the way out here?
Her shaking fingers gripped the steering wheel a little tighter as she confessed.
Something happened to all the machines at work, like a hack of some kind. I was supposed to be backing them up every night on tapes, and I kind of forgot. I drove back in to try to see if I could make it right, and...
She shrugged, as if a 35-year career hadn't just ended.
they let me go.